He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. But I know, told you the part I like. Every knee will bow. Hey, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You know, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. We don't serve a God who's dead. Other religions serve a God who's dead, who's impotent, who ain't got no power. But all other God are the works of man. But he is the Most High God, and there is none like him. More grace to you this evening. I'm going to tell you something. We have really hit something in the spirit. I mean, the line actually shut down this morning. That's the kind of warfare that we're up against. The line literally shut down. Would nothing work? Even Pastor Butler wanted to pray. I decided to rest, and Pastor Butler was praying, and his thing went out, and then we bring Sister Purdy to pray, and that thing went out. I mean, we were really up under some intense warfare. But guess what? That means that we're on the precipice of something. Hey, that means that something good is about to happen. Turn, shift, move on our behalf. And I always tell you, opposition is a sign that what? You're in position. You're not going through no warfare when you're in the wrong place. But the only reason you are going through warfare is because you're in the right place. And I'm telling you right now that prayer works. You know, we're going to have to get back in prayer and get a hunger for prayer, a desire for prayer, a passion for prayer. Amen. Where prayer literally becomes your meat. It becomes your breakfast, it becomes your lunch, and it becomes your dinner. Prayer works. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. I know I'm always very redundant in what I say, and it sometimes seems like I'm saying the same thing over and over again. But I know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I know that when you pray fervently, with power, with strength, with tenacity, with fervor, you cause things to open up for you. That's what I've been doing today. Been before the Lord, been studying, been in my word, been praying. You know why? Because I know that when I pray, things are going to unlock. I know that when I pray, whatever is standing in my way has to move. I know that when I pray, whatever has been hindering me has to be shifted. Now, remember, just because God said it, doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. You know, I used to be a person who believed that whatever the will of God is, that's what was going to be done. Because that's what I was taught. I was taught that whatever God's will is what's going to be done. But that's a lie. There's a great prophet, a late prophet by the name of Nathan Simmons, an anointed vessel of God. I remember this is before he got married. This is before he knew who his wife was. This is before anybody, anything. But he was a man of prayer. He was a consecrated man. He was a man that spent time with the Lord. And God, he prophesied. And he said, when he got married, he said, I believe I found my wife. He found his wife. And then he said, the Lord already showed me that I'm going to have a girl. Then I'm going to have another girl. And then I'm going to have a boy. Well, I knew he's a bona fide prophet. And guess what? He had a girl. He had another girl. But he never had that boy. And I believe it's because he died before his time. The word of God was true. What God showed him was true. But just because God says it or speaks it, doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. You have to pray your prophecies through. You have to declare that it shall be as God has said. Because I'm telling you right now, there's a prophecy hanging over your wife. There's a prophecy hanging over your life, your ministry. There's a prophecy hanging over your children. And I'm telling you right now that if you don't pray and if you don't intercede, you're going to see some of them die before their time. You never see the manifestation of that prophecy. God told you that your son was going to preach. God told you that your daughter was going to have a great business. These are all things that God said about them. And you sit up saying, well, Lord, I heard what you said. You said this about them when they was in my womb. Well, guess what? Just because God said it don't mean it's going to come to pass. The reason God made you that parent is you become the custodian of that destiny. And I want to say that to some parents out there, that if God has given a prophetic word for your child about the way that they should go, it's your job as the parent to be the custodian of that destiny and to begin to prepare them for where they're going. Let's say God speaks a word concerning them with music. Well, as a parent, put them in music. Don't sit up and wait. I'm going to wait until they like music or they show interest in music. When God has given you a word concerning that child, concerning your business, concerning your family, you become the custodian of that prophecy. And it's your job to see to it that that word comes to pass, because that is then what God has said. That is God's intent for the life of that child. Remember, when a prophet speaks, he is speaking the intent of God. He is speaking what God wants. That's the original intent. God says that a deliverer was coming. That was prophecy, that a deliverer was coming. Well, guess what? The minute that prophecy got released, Satan got busy and a decree was sent out to kill every man child. Why? Because that word came, that deliverance was coming. And the minute a word is released, that deliverance is coming, the devil goes into overdrive and overtime to try to stop that prophecy from coming to pass. But not on our watch. I know we usually pray for 30 minutes, but again, I'm in my personal time with the Lord. I've been praying and I've been seeking the Lord and I've been in my word, and I don't want to hold you long today, but I wanted to encourage you, because all this weekend you're going to be in prayer, and I don't want you to stop praying because we're not on the prayer line. I don't want you to stop praying because you say, I get a rest. No, you don't get the rest from prayer. Rest from that table with your greedy, gluttonous self. Rest from that table. Amen. With that keg stomach, rest from that sleep that's stopping you from getting on the face of God. That's why there's no breakthrough in your life, because you won't give yourself to prayer and fasting. Some of y'all prayer needs some octane with it. I call that fasting, because fasting speed things up. Hey, fasting make things turn and break and shift and move for you. So sometimes you need to turn that plate down for 3 days and three nights. Now, what did you miss because you broke off a fast? What was supposed to be stopped or blocked or hindered that God challenged you to fast about, but you allowed your flesh to walk you out of it? See, fasting is important. Praying is important. And you know it got to be important, because that's the one area of the church that the enemy fights the most. He fights our prayer life. He fights our dedication. He fights our commitment. He fights us and doesn't want us to call on the name of the Lord. But the devil is a liar. So we're going to pray right now. And I say we're not going to do the whole 30 minutes, because I don't feel led to do that, at least not corporately. I feel led to pray for you 2 prayer points, and then I'm going to let you go. You got your families all this weekend. But I do want you to know that next week we're going to be back in prayer. And we're going to be back in prayer next week, every evening. That's Monday evening, Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening, Thursday evening. We're going to pray in the evening. Okay. Why the evening? Because everything begins in the spirit in the evening. I always remember that. The evening and the morning was the first day. So remember, in the spirit realm, things end not when the sun go up, but things end when the sun goes. I'm sorry. Things begin. All right. When the sun goes down, that's when it ends. That's when it ends. And when it begins, the evening and the morning was the first day. All right. So always remember that. So I know a lot of people say the Bible said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Well, that really didn't mean don't go to bed angry. It meant don't wake up angry in its purest context. A lot of people don't know that. So don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Well, the sun going down was the beginning of a day, because the evening and the morning was the first day. Everything with God always begins in darkness. Light shined out of darkness. You know what the Bible says? So it's really telling you, don't wake up angry, not go to bed angry. It's telling you, don't wake up angry. Wake up in prayer. Wake up in his face. Wake up saying, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Wake up seeking God and tapping into him. But anyway, we're going to pray today. And I'm not led to hold you on here for long. I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord already challenged me to challenge everybody on this call to sow a $20 seed. God already told me that before I got on here. Again, I've been in my word. I've been in prayer. I've been studying. I'm preparing myself for next week. I'm preparing myself for the prayer meeting that we're going to have in Chicago. The prayer meeting is going to be at 3 South of Laramie. That's right. Then Chicago, Zoe Life Ministries. We're going to be there on the 13th. I'm challenging everybody to get there. Tell your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother. Amen. Your family, your kinfolks, your friends, whoever they are. You tell them, hey, la ma shakala la mandiliosa. You tell them to get there, to get in prayer. All right, let's pray for Chicago. Let's pray for this nation. Let's pray for our city. Let's pray for our promise. Let's pray for a manifestation of power. Amen. That's a word from the Lord that he's given us. So we're going to Chicago, and I don't believe it's by accident. I believe the Lord is sending us to Chicago, because let me tell you something. The spirit of death is on the loose. I'm going to share with you something that I know by the Spirit. I told y'all that a major general is about to die, and it's going to send shockwaves to the body of Christ. And I'm talking about, this is a general that had a great anointing in the healing ministry. It's going to get out of here. I won't share with you all the details of the vision, but I'm telling you that things are shifting. Things are changing. People are dying. The spirit of death. All right. The spirit of death is on the loose. But I read a scripture that says, when I see the blood, I believe that Exodus chapter 12. Hey, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's a promise. And so we believe in God that the blood is covering our house, our children. But the thing we're going to pray right now is that God would manifest every word, that that word would become flesh. Everything that God has spoken concerning our life, concerning our destiny, concerning our children, our family, we're decreeing that that word will become flesh. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I declare by divine authority, every word concerning my life, every promise concerning my life, it will become flesh. It will manifest. Now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And because you hear me when I pray, I declare that every prophecy, every declaration, every good thing spoken over my life, over the life of my children, my family, over my destiny and my reputation, I declare that it will come pass. I declare that it will manifest, and it will manifest speedily. It will manifest quickly. It will manifest suddenly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the back of delay. I cancel the cycle of delay. I cancel every stronghold of delay, every stronghold that wants to postpone my miracle, that wants to postpone the manifestation of my marriage, the manifestation of my home, the manifestation of my job, the manifestation of my prosperity. Father, today, hey, as I lift my voice and pray, I declare that there shall be a manifestation. I decree it. Kata le telebe le bandili kidala kukusa robosa tulamanda. I decree it and I declare it that this is my year of manifestation. This is my month of manifestation. And I declare that every prophecy hanging over the life of my children, hanging over the life of my family, hanging over the life of my husband, my destiny, my ministry, my anointing, my reputation, my legacy, I declare that it shall come to pass. I command a manifestation. I command a manifestation. I declare that there shall be a manifestation of every prophetic word spoken over my life. I declare that there shall be a manifestation of every decree that has been spoken concerning my destiny, spoken concerning my name. Lord, your word declare that you will make my name great. Your word declare that you will bless me to be a blessing. And I declare that this is my season of blessing. This is my hour of manifestation, manifested in the life of my children, in the life of my family, in the life of my husband. Hey, hey, Shata, Lika Dalabasoto, Robo Sotulema, Likondidi Andalala Balabasha. I declare by divine authority, there shall be a manifestation. I decree it. I declare it, that I will not be held back. I will not be blocked. I will not be stopped. I will not be hindered. I shall walk in the full manifestation of everything that you have spoken concerning my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it manifest. Every prophecy hanging over KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Houston, I command it to manifest. I declare it shall manifest. I declare that every word will become flesh. Every word will manifest. Every word that has been on hold, every word that has been in delay, I declare, hey, that the delay is over. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lika, lika talaba, robo satula, lemandi likida lahaya, handi liliki kalabaso, lobadosha, lebandi libikita lamaya, robo robo soto leleme, lemande, lemande, mika daba, lemando robo sutu leleme kikata, lande lebehe. Manda, let it come to pass. 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 In the name of Jesus. Koshata la manda. Mandele be kikara la basha. It will not be any asa. It will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 5. Now I'm telling you. If you want to, you can put your seed in the ground now. All right, I said, if you want to. I said, if you want to, put your seed in the ground now. Do it now. That $20 seed, dollar sign, PBCJR, dollar sign, BrianKarn.com, dollar sign. I'm sorry, dollar sign, PBCJR. Dollar sign, Kingdom City Culture, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Pray. We're going to push this thing, but you're sowing a $20 seed. That's everybody. Everybody. You need to sow it for your children. You need to sow it for your family. You need to sow it for your business. The Lord told me there's some out of here you need to sow it for every one of your children. You need to sow it for every one of your grandchildren. This is some of you need to sow it for every individual that is in your home. Sow that seed. Ele aladi. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 5. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, let us go up against Judah and vex it. Let us make a breach therein for us and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. We are declaring, this is our last prayer, that any evil counsel taken against us will not stand, will not stand. Lift your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every evil agenda and all evil counsel taken against my life will not stand. Will not stand. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And because you hear me when I pray and I have whatever I say, I declare that every evil counsel taken against me, against my life, against my house, against my children, against my family, against my nation, against my church, against my mind, against my family. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that it will not stand. Any evil counsel that will attempt to come by land, that will attempt to come by water, that will attempt to come by wind, by weather, by the oracles of men, I stand to declare that no divination, that no enchantment, no incantation, no pronunciation of the enemy, no pronunciation of my adversary will stand. I come against premature death. I come against sudden destruction. The spirit of death has been released in the land. I cancel death. Hey, Malarabasha, Robo Koluman Delekia, Ninandilimi Adala Azo, Loko Tolobo Shete. Hey, 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 Shata, handele me kakalabasa. I declare that it will not stand. I cancel premature death. I cancel sudden destruction concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning those connected to KCC, concerning those in my midst. I declare that it will not stand. according to the word of the Lord, any fear, any fear, any fear in my life, it will not stand. No projection from the dark side. No projection from any witch. No projection from any warlock. It will not stand. It will not come to pass. I declare that it will not stand. All the gatherings, all the meetings, all of the councils that they are taking together, it will not stand. No manipulation of the weather will not stand. No deployment of men, no deployment of women to hurt me, to hurt my house, to hurt my church, to hurt my family, to hurt my name, to hurt my reputation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that it will not stand. Hey! I invoke divine injunction against every power of darkness. I invoke divine injunction against all negative energy, against all pressure, against the ill will, every ill will against me, against my family, against my children, against my husband, against my wife, every negative energy that wants to come by nature, that wants to come by elements, that wants to come from created circumstances, unexpected, unforeseen, strange winds, I issue a divine injunction and declare a restraining order against all elements, against all demonic altars. I declare your counsel will not stand. I declare your projection will not stand. Your decree, your false prophecy, your lie concerning my life, concerning my children, concerning my wife, concerning my husband, concerning my destiny, it will not stand. Whatever evil decree that you have spoken concerning my life, it will not stand. Whatever evil projection, whatever wrong prayer, whatever false prophecy, whatever lie, divani bakile kantala makulasa, eleme sheta, every dream that is demonic, every ungodly dream, every negative dream concerning my life, I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I rewrite it. I do as Jesus did when he wrote in the ground. And in the name of Jesus, I rewrite my destiny. I rewrite that prophecy. I rewrite it now and declare good things and declare that the counsel of the evil will not prevail, but the counsel of God concerning my life, it shall stand. It shall come to pass. It shall prevail. I will not go under. I will not be destroyed. I will not die before my time. My church members will not die before my time, before their time. My mother, my father, my sister and brother, hey, my wife and children will not die before their time. I rebuke death. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Death, the Lord rebuke you. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus is against you. I cancel your plans. I cancel your agendas. I cancel your works. I cancel your program. I cancel it. Any demonic programming that desires to bring death, unexpected, unforeseen, I rebuke premature death. I cancel premature death in the name of Jesus. Malabashata, call the names of your children and rebuke death. Call the name of your mother, your father, and rebuke death. Call the name of your son and rebuke death. Call the name of your pastor and rebuke death. I declare Bishop Lambert Gates will not die before his time. Nancy Gates, Lady Nancy Gates, will not die before her time. Their children will not die before their time. Father, I declare Andrea Karn, Brian Karn, will not die before their time. Mary Cook, Arabella Seawright, will not die before their time. Kay Boyd, Halabashande, Eliandala Masia, Ikorobo Shotore de Bekandala Basa, Handidi Osia, my brother-in-law, will not die before his time. My niece, Chloe, hey, my nephew, Anthony, Malabasha, my other niece, Bailey, will not die before their time. Hey, Mary Cook, live. My uncles and aunties, live. Billy Beche, live. No sudden deaths, no strange happenings. None, none, none. Mikene mandala kukala la bakasa. Elebe shitana na namanso. Robo saluman delebe klistala makataya. Brekalan delebe klistala akushna. Vanka divi viken telebe klistala atoba. Branka tutu mukatuta pa. Peka teka teka ti. Lika tuka taka ta. Le kanta la kikata tutu ukate. Le kansa kanti ita lolo obakata. In the name of Jesus. And it shall be, even as God has said, even as God has declared. I look forward to praying with you on Monday evening, 6 o'clock. Set your alarm. Everyone on here, set your alarm. We've hit something in the spirit and the devil is mad, but I love it. Because that means his agenda has been stopped. I look forward to service this weekend. I look forward to what God is about to do. Ebashakalamande. I'll be looking for you in prayer on Monday evening. Looking for you in church this weekend. Ain't it Mother's Day coming up or something? Amen. Happy Mother's Day. I think Mother's Day coming up. You know, I don't be in all that stuff. I don't need a day to honor my mama. I'm good to my mama all the time. I got a good mama. Mama, mama, you know I love you. Okay, amen. I got good mama. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Amen. Honor your parents. Love on them while you have them. Because one day you won't. So love on them as much as you can. But you are blessed today. You are favored. Everybody. Sow that $20 seed. Everybody. Everybody. Sow it. Everybody sow it. Sow it, sow it, sow it. Sow it for your child. I believe it's rebuking death. Sow it for your mother, your son. Sow it. If God pushes you to go on the fast, go on the fast. If God compels you to pray, pray. Can't miss it in this hour. We got to make sure we do exactly what God tells us to do. That spirit of death is on a rampage. But I declare, nobody connected to me will die on my watch. I command you to live. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. And I'm excited about your future. It's going to be one of the greatest seasons of your life. And I look forward to seeing you in prayer this evening. I'm sorry, Monday evening. We'll be back in prayer, calling on the name of the Lord. I think I'm going to do prayer on Facebook and on StreamYard every evening. I think that's what I want to do so we can build going into our prayer revival there in Chicago on the 13th of May. You are blessed. You're anointed. And I look forward to seeing you. More grace. Katala mukole elebe shibandalekia. Ooh, glory.